Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started our radio show a long time ago. I think it's been about 6 years or so. And as I wanted to start our radio show and have guest hosts that were really great people that raised the bar on what it's like to be a human being and help build home-based businesses, I was introduced to our gentleman friend that we've been doing this radio show with every Friday night, and his name is Jean-Luc, and Jean-Luc originally comes from France, as you'll hear from his accent, but Jean-Luc is just a really good guy. He's a hard worker, lives his life by design. He's on the other side of the country. I'm on the Atlantic side, so I'm in Florida. He's on the Pacific side over in California, and we both literally could be touching the ocean in just a matter of minutes for me, seconds for him, because he lives on a boat. So Jean-Luc lives on a really nice sailboat, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, he lives life by design, and we kind of do this radio show so you can kind of hear a little bit about Jean-Luc, so if you want to work with him, you'll certainly can. Sometimes we talk about things specific to home-based businesses, sometimes we talk about whatever might be going on in our lives, and sometimes we talk about stuff we're going to talk about tonight. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Sam, thank you, Peter. Like I said, I appreciate to be with you every Friday. I think we have fun. Today is the 191 radio show we are doing together.
Wow.
And we will not reach the 200 before the end of this year, but we will be close.
We'll be close.
191 tonight. Yeah.
Right. So we'll be doing 200 in the year 2020, which is probably more appropriate anyway.
Exactly. We have a lot of two and a lot of zero.
That's right.
Not a O, like people say. I don't know when these people will say 2020, they say 2020.
Right.
Will be funny. The people after they ask themselves, why I am confused? I say, hey, stupid, you take a zero for O, and you put this when someone asks you a credit card, and after you say, well, it's not working. I say, yeah, you put a O, not a zero.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah, you have a difference, but people confuse many things, many more things. And to be humble and to clarify and to stay on something who is already stable, a zero is a row and is not a row, and people continue to confuse themselves with many things.
Well, talking about artificial intelligence or intelligence and how dumb people might be, so let's talk a little bit about the topic that you brought up. You put me in front of a video. When we've spoken about this casually, if you will, I really I've thought about it, but you put me in front of a Frontline video that was on YouTube that was very good. But you wanted to talk a little bit about artificial intelligence, so I'll let you kick this off.
Yeah, because artificial intelligence now is starting to be part of our life, and it will be more and more and more. And I want to push people to question themselves. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it mixed? For myself, I'm mixed about this because you have good stuff about artificial intelligence. Tomorrow you will call a cab and you will see arrive a car with no driver inside. Like some movie, I remember the movie with Schwarzenegger when he go on Mars, all of this, and he jump on a car. Jump on a car with no driver. He's a robot who speaks to him, and he breaks down the robot to drive the car himself. But you will see a car come to pick you up with no driver, this can be good because I think it can be, we cannot stop the technology and the revolution. And also you will be able to have your own car and drive your own car if you want. But on the other side, when you look what some bad people can do with artificial intelligence, this can be scary because what I noticed during my life is some bad stuff go faster than the good. I don't know, right. What do you think?
I think, well, you're right. So artificial intelligence / machine learning, it kind of blended all together. And as a little bit of a definition, you know, these things work by basically, you know, computer programmers designing something to teach the program, to teach the computer to learn. And as it's learning, it's making the adjustments along the way. And computers obviously can compute things much faster than people can. So there's the potential for the computers to really do a wonderful job because they don't get sick, they don't get tired, they don't make mistakes if they're programmed the right way. The problem that I always have with these things is who's doing the programming and they doing it the right way, because that's usually where the flaw is. Now, there's a lot of pluses to artificial intelligence or machine learning. Tons. I mean, so many positive things. I'm not so sure if self-driving cars is one of them, but I know that there's a lot of really great things to do with machine learning. So if problem solving, you know, things along that line, structural issues, if you're doing some designing and some engineering, the machines could run through all the bazillions of different obstacles or stuff like that. So in those regards, it's really very good. I was super impressed. I have a gentleman who used to be a neighbor of mine. His name is still Dave. Dave used to work for a company that did x-rays. His company was sold to IBM, I believe it was, for over $1 billion, and they didn't really want the people, they didn't want the equipment, they wanted the data. So what they did was, he was an x-ray technician. I know I'm getting some parts of this wrong, but it doesn't, for the most part, it doesn't matter. But let's say he was a gentleman that dealt with x-rays, and they bought basically the database of x-rays. And, you know, hundreds of thousands of x-rays over time. And then they also bought another company that bought x-rays of animals. And basically what they found was, when they were doing some demonstrations, because they could compare, you know, the bazillions of x-rays they had of, say, for instance, someone's forearm that might have been broken, the machine, if I showed them your x-ray of your forearm when you went into the emergency room, the machine, based on the data that it had developed, could probably predict better than the human being doctor what might be going on with your arm. So that's incredible, especially if you're talking about things like animals who can't necessarily you know, be diagnosed easily. It's maybe like a little bit of a guessing game. So in that regard, artificial intelligence and machine learning could really help elevate the efficiency of things. Now, there's a downside to it, and Jean-Luc, I'll be quiet, but when I take a look at the example that I just used, that's wonderful. It might be able to help people prevent diseases or catch them sooner than later based on all the data that it can crunch. It might be able to do a whole bunch of things when used positively. Now, I'll let Jean-Luc say something, and we'll get to the negative side of it in just a second.
But yeah, Peter, you have many things. Like I said, I'm mixed on this because you have many things interesting with that. But if we go back to the basic, we need to always remember this machine has been built by human people. Okay,
right.
Who builds the machine is us. We build this kind of machine. What is, I'm a little afraid, the machine after learn by itself and pass the speed of computer of the guy who builds the machine. And
right.
Where does it stop? because I remember movies, The Rise of the Machine, and the machine take over all this planet and exterminate human after. This is science fiction, okay, but many times when you see something on science fiction, you read Jules Verne, and he was thinking we create a batiscaf going under the water, and this has been done. He was writing about going to the moon, and this has been done, and many things, and it was science fiction long, long time ago. But science fiction predicts the future. I remember reading some science fiction book when the guy take a small device and push some number and have a face appear on a device and communicate directly to another person. And this book I've been writing in 1985 or 86, something like this, when the cell phone and all of this didn't exist. But now you look, everyone have a cell phone, even two or three for some people. And the technology is good in one part, but on the other part, everyone can follow you with your cell phone or even listen when you are in a meeting and when you are doing. When the good part of this artificial intelligence, you see some people, some scientists and medical doctor was making some research on how to about your DNA and the genome and all of this, and they say 2-3 years ago the price to analyze a genome was over $1 million. But now is something like 10,000, see, and the price continues to go down. And I think now we are close to $1,000 to analyze this. And when you analyze and you analyze your genome and your DNA, you find what can be wrong with your body. And you're right. I saw also some result when the machine give a better result than the medical doctor for human being, because you put the human being with a medical doctor and you put this on a machine, and the machine give a more accurate result than the medical doctor. And what can be the future of that? We talk with a machine and the machine analyze what's wrong with the body and say, okay, you need to take this, you need to take that. Now we saw also some truck driving, and this is actually is something, is not an experimentation. Some truck are driving from California to Florida on the I-10 without a driver on it. The truck drives by itself with artificial intelligence. And apparently, some people say yes, this solves the problem of because they need more driver and they have difficulty. A driver can drive only 11 hours. A machine can drive 24 hours, no problem. 7 days a week, 365. What something human driver cannot do. Some people say we are losing some job because of this, and because the machine, the automatization of some stuff, but they forget also they create another part, they create job, because we need to create this machine, we need to create this robotization, we need to create all of this. And if you have more truck driving on a country, and is maybe because you have more stuff you need to be moved. Now you have also drone. They will be deliver product directly to your house. And some job are lose one side, but some are created on the other side, because we need these people to create this kind of machinery. To you, Peter.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is there's a lot of change associated with this artificial intelligence and machine learning. And some of the changes are going to be good and some of the changes are going to be bad. So I'll go back to my example a little bit earlier about those x-rays. So imagine you happen to be a football player. Now, I may have my details a little bit wrong, but allow me to be a little bit wrong just for this example. I live in Florida.
You have the right.
And yeah, I live. It's my radio show, John Luke's radio show, so we could be a little bit wrong here. But anyway, so I live in Florida, and the closest football sports team to me in football is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And most of you can feel really sad for us because Jacksonville always sucks. Well, Jacksonville made a very big decision. Now, I haven't watched a game. I just read a little bit of this in a newspaper. I get kind of depressed if you watch the Jacksonville Jaguars. So anyway, so the quarterback was a chance for the Jaguars, if you will, to get themselves out of the doldrums that they've been in forever. And they spent a lot of money, something like a $77 million contract, multi-year contract for this individual. And he got busted up collarbone, I believe, and he's been on injured reserves. And even when he came back, he's never been quite the same. And I think they just benched him. But they lost a ton of money. Now, if there were machine learning or artificial intelligence, maybe when they took a X-ray of him, let's say his collarbone, they might have said, oh, geez, this guy is susceptible towards having a broken collarbone, and maybe he would have never gotten that contract, or maybe they would have written something in that contract that would have isolated that specific issue for him. So in that regard, the quarterback himself might have been a loser because maybe he wouldn't have got as much money, maybe he wouldn't have gotten as much whatever, maybe he might not have even been picked for the team, maybe he might have been passed over. So he would have been the loser. The team might have been the winner in that regard. So there's going to be winners and losers on both sides of the equation, Jean-Luc, on this artificial intelligence stuff. And it goes on and on as far as how they make decisions about, you know, you and your ability to pay things back, how they make decisions about whether they're going to give you a loan or not, let you into a school or not, give you the job or not. So we're all going to be I won't use the word blessed, but favored by certain things, but also we're also probably going to be victims of it as well. So I know that's going to be a big issue because it takes that human element out of it because of this artificial intelligence, and that's the downside in my humble opinion. So back to you.
Yeah, maybe the machine will go on the field and take his place.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow we'll see. Not football player, but a machine player playing,
right,
playing on the field. Okay. I was reading an article also recently and about the gambling, and some people watch other people playing on a. You see, when you play with PlayStation and all of this. People pay for that, to see other people to play and say, I don't know the answer. Me, I even didn't watch football or anything, even interesting. I prefer to take my boat and go sailing than to watch a competition about sailing or something. Or it need to be something technical when I learn something. But to watch other people to play, whatever they play, I prefer to go to play myself than to watch other people to play. I can play chess, I can play many things. I can scuba dive or go sailing or whatever I want to do. But I prefer to be engaged in a game than to watch a game. But some people pay now on the e-gambling to watch other people to play on some internet, through the internet, some game like you see these kids or young guys playing on the internet. Some people pay for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, PewDiePie, obviously the YouTube star, makes a ton of money by people watching his YouTube videos while he's playing whatever kind of video games. And a lot of people actually do that sort of stuff, which doesn't make sense to me, but I guess some people do. But on the downside, well, I guess there's multiple sides of this artificial intelligence stuff. One of them we're talking about relative to medical situations. The other ones we're talking a little bit about employment. The other ones we're talking about maybe some medical screening. So there's a whole bunch of issues, and it's going to affect every single aspect of your life to a greater degree or lesser degree, without a doubt. One of the biggest things, Jean-Luc, we were speaking about relative to this is going to be the effect on employment or jobs. So do you want to touch on that at all?
Yeah, I want to say something before that. You see, when you have a phone now, a cell phone, you have artificial intelligence inside your phone because they recognize your fingers, they recognize your voice, or they recognize your face and open the phone. And you, Peter, you have Alexa. You can speak with her, your second wife, okay? And you can speak with her. You can give orders. She executes. She maybe don't have an argument yet with you, but maybe one time it will arrive. Who knows? Who knows? Okay? And all of this and collect information about you, your privacy, you give up your privacy on many parts. I was watching this movie you talk about China, especially China, because China is a first it's communist country and is a totalitarian country, because it can be communist and not totalitarian, but it's totalitarian country because the president of China, Xi Jinping, or I don't remember the exact name, I think Jinping. He changed the constitution of China and elected himself for life as the president of the China. Didn't ask nobody. I said, okay, I will be. It will be me and that's it. And if you disagree, up guillotine, like we say in French. See, pretty simple. It's what we call a totalitarian country. Do you know what is a guillotine, Peter?
I do. Yep. Chop your head off.
Yeah, exactly. Like this, you cannot speak. You are able to complain if you can speak, but if you don't have a head, you cannot speak anymore. And I learned this something I already know. It confirmed something I was already know. China is putting 650 million camera everywhere in China to control people with this artificial intelligence, and they also implement the social score, meaning if your social score go down and too low, you cannot take a train, you cannot take a bus, you cannot board a plane, and you cannot have a loan, maybe not even able to work, or not even to, I don't know, open a bank account. You can look all of this, what China is implementing, and what is worse, I think, and very not interesting, but very questioning, is you have, I think, 58 different countries who are following China. And this is not good at all, because if this other country implements the same technology, China exchange her technology about artificial intelligence and other many things to control, and when they help a country, is not really helping. They help, but in exchange, they start to control the country. They start to collect information on people, on business, on many things in a country, try to control the country. And China is very implanted in Africa, also in Venezuela. And all of these countries, they don't know where they put their head or their finger doing deal like this with China. Because sure, they have interesting part, but the main part is a totalitarian country want to control people. And what I learned also, on what I know on the other part, they are suppressing a group of religious people who didn't agree with the politics in China. They make these people in prison. And many of these people disappear, the Falun Gong group, and many of these people disappear. And on the other side, you find organ, okay, who have been human organ, who have been find on a market from, you have more human organs than donor. And something is very questioning. And when you see these people disappear, you say, wow, I know China have never signed the human right, and they are not ready to sign it, okay? Because some people like the US or France and many others have signed it, but didn't respect half of it, but it's very questioning when you see what they are doing, suppressing some religious group and selling organ on the other side and want to control more and more and more people. To you, Peter. I speak too long.
Yeah, so the good thing is, I guess in a certain regard, they have a lot of control. The bad thing is guys like me and you, Jean-Luc, probably won't fit in very well because we have a tendency of being... We have a tendency of being a little bit on the outspoken side. So when it comes to the individual freedoms, the entrepreneurial spirit, they want to whack you and keep you molded into so one thing looks the same and you're just a good boy. So that's going to be a problem for a lot of people like us who have a tendency of, you know, maybe questioning things, maybe doing things a little bit different, maybe challenging the status quo, if you will. So it's going to be a good thing and a bad thing depending on how it develops. But more than less likely, it's going to be more challenging for people that are those entrepreneurs that try to do things on their own, those small business entrepreneurs. So it's going to be interesting over the next. You can't even say 10 or 15 years. It's probably going to be over the next 5 years. I think we're going to see a huge influx of the impact of machine learning and artificial intelligence. So within 5 years. Especially as they come out with 5G, which allows things to move faster, and the data collection that's happening all over the place, it's going to be here before we know it, Jean-Luc. So we can't even say we're not going to be around to have to worry about it. We will probably be around because we'll be around in 5 years for sure. So back to you.
Yeah, and also, Peter, it's not even 5 years. It's now.
Yep.
It's the present. I remember a phrase on a movie, The Matrix, and she says the present is now. It is exactly that, because Google collect information here in the U.S. and give or sell the information in China. Google makes some agreement in China. Amazon, you were talking about Amazon last week, but Amazon have 54% exactly of its reseller, and people who resell using the Amazon platform are in China. They are Chinese people. They don't have the same quality, especially a product you put on your body, and our regulation we have here in the country or other country. But Amazon is dealing with China. Maybe for that they didn't like Trump, because Trump pushed some pressure on China, and Jeff Bezos maybe didn't like it. But you need to look at the other side. Why he didn't like Trump, and you look closely and say, 50% of his resellers are in China, and they are Chinese people or Chinese business selling on Amazon platform. And all of this, I don't think, Peter, it will be 3 to 5 years. I think it's now.
Right, well, definitely is now. We'll see even more of it, especially with 5G. Coming in, because as 5G is being introduced, especially in China. So China's going crazy with their 5G. And then as that Frontline YouTube video did, it spoke about how China's developing their own version and the U.S. is developing its own. So there's going to be two competing, if you will, versions of this artificial intelligence platform.
Yeah.
That they're going to be competing against each other. So like you had mentioned, it's all happening. It's all happening now. And within the next 5 years, it's all going to be a big fight. So, for having said that, why don't you share with us your contact information so if people want to get in touch with you, they'll be able to get in touch with our good friend Jean-Luc.
Yeah, I am not an artificial intelligence. I'm a real being. My
right.
phone number is very simple. It's 323-399-6472. This is the best way to contact me. Again, 323-399-6472. And it's
excellent.
Raining
okay.
here in California, Peter.
Hey, that's a good thing over in California. You guys need rain so you don't get all the...
Yes.
The wildfires.
For more than 1 week, almost 2 weeks now, every day or every night.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Got to keep, good thing for you. Anyway, on that note, we are done. We're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio with Jean-Luc, and we'll catch everybody next time. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.